This is Daryl.
Hey, Daryl. What's up, baby boy?
I got a meltdown.
Hold on.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
Oh, give it to me, Daddy.
All right. High blood pressure.
Uh-oh.
I've never been over 190 for weight in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm like 5'10 and 3/4. Call it, 5'11. Fine. I'm in pretty healthy condition. I'm going to be 50 next month.
Hell
so
yeah.
I got, a little tiny, a beer belly bump. Like a 3-month pregnant bump. That's it.
Sounds
and
hot.
I got high blood pressure.
Okay.
High blood pressure. Okay, I eat healthy, I eat fruit, I try not to eat too much fast food. I know people that eat nothing but fast food and have perfect blood pressure.
Yeah.
Why?
It's genes, man.
It is stupid. Like, I found out last Monday, I had a doctor's visit, and my blood pressure was a little high. It was 138 over 98. So I was like, uh-oh, because I've always
That's what I'm talking about, Johnny.
Right.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Yeah.
1 second. Okay. 160 over like 106 resting at about a 99 heart rate for me.
Woo.
And I weigh 184 right now.
Yeah.
I am 5'11".
Yeah. And
I'm a pool guy. I'm always exercising. I'm always trying to be healthy.
Yeah, man. It's weird. It really is weird. Like, yeah, and I'm well over 300 pounds and I'm almost your age. I'll be 49 this month. So it is wild. So what I did in 1 week, I changed my diet completely because last Monday is when I told Will I'm starting a calorie deficit. And I checked my blood pressure last night and it was 125 over 77. It was like perfect again. I don't know what it is, but with your situation, I would definitely talk to the doctor about maybe, getting on some
My profession, we don't exactly have any medical insurance whatsoever. And all the other policies are a rip-off.
Yeah.
But, I hear you. My other thing is, if I start on this blood pressure medication, I just heard a story about one of my pool customers. Her guy was on it. Her husband was on it for like 15 years. All of a sudden, his tongue swelled up, and he's in a ventilator.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. Maybe
add just one of them. I don't know.
Add some vegetables to your diet. Maybe I don't know. Maybe
I do it all, my friend.
Maybe,
oh my God.
Maybe have a spa day once in a while. Get a massage or something. Relax a little bit. Do some meditating. Make sure you go to the right massage parlor where they take care of things.
I hear you. Anyway, appreciate you listening.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. Don't die. There you go.
Poor Daryl.
I know, man.
It is. It's these genetics are a bitch, man.
Weird.
Yeah.
I should be a diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not. Stupid.
Yeah.
God.
Messed up.
Poor Daryl. He's all skinny and stuff.
Yeah.
Having to deal with all that. Here I am rolling around a goddamn quarter of a ton, eating like an a-hole.
Yeah.
All right. I want your meltdown.
All right.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
Oh,
Johnny,
man.
This meltdown, and I realize that this is petty. I'm a petty man, and we have to come up with content every week.
Yep.
I'm scrolling on social media. I understand that social media is vapid. It's not real. It's just nonsense. The people who post these nothings. It's content, it's something, but it says nothing.
Right.
As if there's some sort of enlightened creature.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm seeing this thing, my friend does this constantly, and it's just these images, like this is just lines on a and half circles and lines, and then it says, enjoy the small things.
Ugh.
A, appreciation. B, understanding. C, warmth. D, kindness.
Oh boy.
Shut
up.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's just noise and chaos. And she's like, oh, wow, this is really enlightening. No, it's not.
Right.
It's nothing. It's nothing disguised as something. And it's just so robotic and boring. And I, of course, I was telling my friend about bitching to my friend about our friend and, well, unfollow him. Yeah, I didn't think of that. Thanks. I follow people on social media because I love to hate them, including my friends.
Yeah.
Not all my friends are great.
Nope.
You know, and sometimes they're just good to poo-poo on it. I like to talk S.
Me too.
With other friends to poo-poo on my other friends.
Yes.
So that's just the way it goes. It's just, I don't like having my time wasted. And I know that social media is to have your time wasted. That's what it's made for. But I'd rather see pictures of your baby or your animal than just some graphic that it just has words on it about, you know, positive affirmations. Enough.
I feel like some people have a post quota. Like, they have to post once a day, no matter what. And there's people like that, you know, like, there are certain people on my Facebook. Like, there's one guy, he's a bone listener. And he has to post, like, an editorial, like, every day, an opinion on something. You don't have to. You know what I mean? You don't have to. It's not obligatory.
Yeah, I think you're right. They just feel like they have to do something every day to stay relevant or something.
I mean, it doesn't piss me off.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it pisses me off.
You know, like, but I just look at it and I go, oh, boy. You know.
And that's what I look at when I see this, just a graphic with words on it. And they're like, wow, I really, like, what did you get from that?
Nothing.
Appreciate, love, and kindness. Okay.
Cool, man.
Yeah, we all know.
Well, that's like people that, you know, people that say, like, hey, man, human trafficking needs to stop.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow. What a brave stance. Yeah.
What a profound statement. You just changed my day, jackass.
Yeah. It's so common. It's just a place to, you know, I think that they consider themselves, you know, enlightened creatures.
Yeah.
But it just comes off like there's nothing, there's no thought. There's no,
nope.
Why don't you make your own thing?
Right.
And share it.
I get a lot more, like, for instance, 4 hours ago, Mark Stutzman, great guy, used to work here, worked at 97X for a long time, buddy of mine, just a super sweetheart of a man, right? Mm-hmm. Got married recently to a lovely young lady.
Nice.
He just posted a few pictures of them in Nashville, Tennessee, where he lived for a long time.
That's nice.
He's grown a beard. I mean, a man beard, Will.
That's cool.
Like a goddamn craft brewer beer. Like, his beard looks good. I got way more out of that today than somebody's opinion on something so basic. You know, like, I was like, look at that. Mark's got a man beard. He looks like a damn mountain man. That's awesome. He wouldn't do it, but his beard would storm the Capitol. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, look at that. Good for him. I like that way more than, let me just go. I'll go through some random. We should do this every night. We should pick posts from our Facebook wall that pisses us off.
Oh, man. There's a lot of them.
You know what I mean? That's just stupid.
I just wanted to, like, why do these things need to be put out there?
I
know you have the ability to do it, but, I mean, who are you talking to?
Uh-huh.
You know? It just seems like, what's your audience here?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're talking to nobody.
A graphic with shapes on it with random words. And it's like, wow, this is impressive. It's not. It's not impressive at all. It's stupid as hell, and it's wasted my time.
You're a jack-off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just made me read that.
It's you know, and I, again, I'm going to sound like a prude. We were talking about sex stuff. Really. I don't mind pot.
Right.
And pot's cool.
Yeah.
I can't do it because I have a panic attack because it's too strong.
That's why I have to limit myself to.
But it tends to be people, and this person smokes a lot of pot.
Right.
And I think she probably looked at it stone. It was like, oh, shapes, awesome, and nice words, cool. I'm going to share. It's just like, I'm not stoned, okay? So I don't need to see this graphic.
Right.
You know? It's nothing. It's just noise and chaos.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It just bothered me, bugged me.
Idiots, stupids, morons.